Yes, yes, y'all. Welcome back to the Geek That Podcast, your one-stop shop for everything nerd related. I am your host, D, and with me, as always, are my co-hosts, first of which is back from his mini vacation. Say what up, young Roy.
What up? It's your boy, Roy.
And my second co-host, who went to go see The Little Mermaid by himself.
Oh, shit.
Say what up, Merle.
Yo, that's flagrant, but what's up, y'all? How y'all doing?
I can't wait to hear that 30-year-old man give his review on A Little Mermaid.
That's nasty.
Oh shit. All right. Before we get the show started, I do want to remind everyone to please rate the podcast 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Your rating helps us move up in the algorithm and bring in new listeners. And if you are enjoying our beautiful voices, why not check out our beautiful faces on YouTube on our YouTube channel, Geek That Productions. And enough with the promotion. Let's get into the nonsense of the week, which is starring your boy Erza Miller. They are in a lot of trouble or a lot of backlash because previously they were just doing a whole bunch of outlandish shit. The first thing I remember is that he pleaded guilty in a felony charge. He was on camera choking a fan out in Iceland. Pretty sure, I can't find an article, but he definitely was in trouble for kidnapping someone. I remember that. I definitely remember that. And throughout all of this nonsense, he was still able to keep their role in the Flash movie as a star. And now the director of the Flash movie has come out and says that no one else can replace Erza Miller if there's a sequel. So if they do get a sequel, they don't plan on replacing them. How do y'all feel about that when, in fact, our boy Jonathan Majors has been in the news, you know, for getting in trouble of allegedly...
Domestic violence.
Allegedly, we haven't seen any proof of that. He hasn't gone to trial like that, but Disney is preparing to recast him as what's the fucking name? I can't forget it.
Kang
the Conqueror. They're planning on replacing him as the main antagonist of the new DC. DCEU.
Come on, get it together, baby. The new Marvel phase.
So, how do y'all feel about that news? Y'all think that this is a, you know, if you're not black, you know, you get to, you know, you get to keep your role, or what are we thinking here?
Undoubtedly. I wanted to come in with a joke and like say like, yeah, Jonathan Majors probably should get the same type of representation Ezra got, because that's apparently the only way you can secure a job. But it's fucked up. It's weird. It's goofy. It's sickening. Like I said, because Ezra violated to like the utmost that, once again, I'm surprised the nigga got a job. Let's keep it a buck. So, wag your finger at fucking DC. You guys are doing it wrong over there. That's disgusting. I'm sorry.
I don't know how you can just like flat out say that there's no one else that could play Flash. It has to be Erza Miller. Like, what?
What about the nigga from the Flash show? Throw him a ball.
That's who they were campaigning for. They're like, can we replace Erza Miller?
Throw him a ball.
The Grand Destin.
You know what I mean? I've never watched it. I know you're a nerd and you watched it. How many seasons did that shit do?
I watched three, 4 seasons, and yeah.
I wasn't talking about you, Roy. I know.
You know that works on this pod. That can work for anybody.
Facts. There you go.
That's a fucking nerd. Like, but anyways, Grant, he was good. Every time I watch him, he was good. My like biggest complaint about him is that he's too skinny. That's my only complaint about him.
All right, yeah. I need my Flash frail.
He looked a little frail to be Flash, but I mean, other than that, like, nah, they could easily replace him. They could easily, I mean, it's so easy to do this with, you know, this multiverse shit that they can easily pull in somebody else for any of these things. It's the same thing they're going to do with Kang, right? They're just going to say, oh, well, that Kang no longer exists, but this is the same Kang, but he just looked different or some shit. You know what I mean?
What was a white guy for Kang? Like, what if they just put, yo, he's a white guy?
Yo, I will boycott Disney. I haven't even seen
the movies, but I've seen the scene with, like, there's somebody else, like, I don't know why, if Marvel made all the Kangs in the Kangs scene when it's just, like, all the Kangs from the different universe hang out and they all look like Jonathan Majors. So if one of them were supposedly just white, and that's like the crowd of just straight niggas that
theoretically
he's just an albino Jonathan Majors.
That's so funny, son. That's probably what they're going to do. They're probably, definitely going to get a white actor to do it. But for Ezra Miller, son, like the Flash is on track to be like one of the best movies that'll come out.
I see what you did there. That was a bar. Thank you. Flash on track. I got you.
It's on track to be one of the best movies that come out in the recent years. Like, it has so much hype around it, and people are saying nothing but good things about it. Are you guys still going to see it, even though Ezra Miller is like a terrible person? Is that same argument where you gotta separate, you know, the artist?
I was gonna say, I don't give a fuck about what he's done. Like, I don't care. I can't, like, I'm not watching it because I don't care about DC and because like none of these movies are attached to shit. What the fuck am I care? Even if you had a Flash 2, what the fuck is Flash 2 gonna be even in this new DC universe? Like,
he's gotta get back in time, you know?
Pretty sure, was it James Gunn? I'm pretty sure he didn't mention anything about Flash 2 being on his, you know, his
because little, this like, movie resets the whatever. Whole universe.
So, now he gets to be a mainstay.
Yep.
Even with all the mm-hmm. fuck shit he's done.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Mind you, they kicked out Henry Cavill, Gal Gadot, and Jason Momoa is probably gonna play a different character, but like those people are out. But Ezra Miller,
he's always gonna be my Superman. Pause.
It's low key. Yeah. Also, I want to point out that they did do Ray Fisher, the dude who played Cyborg in Justice League, very, very dirty. He was supposed to be in this Flash movie, and he spoke out against Josh Whedon about, like, yo, he was a terrible director. He, like, told Gal Gadot, like, yo, I'll end your career if you don't do some shit or something like that. Like, he was terrible. And Ray Fisher spoke out about it, and they got his ass out of here. But Ezra Miller can choke a female on camera and be like, nah, bro, I'm still the Flash.
Yeah, I'm white. Yeah.
Lord,
y'all have. Y'all never seen that, what was it, Flowers on Wallpaper? Flowers growing on Wallpaper?
Oh, Perks of Being a Wallflower.
Like, yeah, hey, Perks of Being a Wallflower. Hey, now, I'll say, like, that's how I found out about Ezra Miller. Hey, slayed that shit. Like,
yeah, he's not a bad shit. Actor.
He's not a bad actor. That was like a decade ago. Killed that.
It's a wild nigga.
He's not a bad actor. Yeah, he's just they're just very weird, son. Like,
Yeah.
And truth be told, even that... That Flash movie is a cheat. It's a cheat because, I mean, it's one thing if it was just a movie like mainly focused on him due to the lineup. And I mean, i.e. the only main one that like everybody, you know, fanboys geeked over. You got Michael Keaton in that joint. You got the OG Batman. You're going to draw eyes and attention to that joint. So it you know, I don't like that. That's a cheat cut. Like a cheat code.
I don't even know about that because people were talking about
Michael Keaton got canceled.
Nah, they're just.
You scared me for it. I was like, "What are you doing?"
But they were just like, "All right, is Michael Keaton gonna get more people to the theaters, or is Ben Affleck gonna get more people to the theaters?" Like, in this day and age,
I'm a Ben Affleck Batman fan, bro. I stand by that nigga played comic book accurate Batman, son. That nigga was beating motherfuckers up like he was in the Arkham City games, bro. How hard you gotta punch someone in the back of the head when they do a scorpion, bro? Like, what you mean?
Get that nigga brain damage. Oh my god.
We also got the new Supergirl in the movie too, so there's a bunch of different things about this movie that like everybody just loves. Like Ezra Miller is playing like not one but two versions of the Flash. Like he's playing one that's ever been the Flash and then, you know, the regular DC version of the Flash. So he's in the movie twice.
Crazy.
Nigga getting double paid?
So I think he is. I mean,
I would know. I would hope not. Seriously, this nigga don't need to get paid shit. He's really a piece of shit. This dude.
I really want to see what the press was going to be.
Yeah, like, when is he going to start talking? I mean, from what we're talking about right now, it sounds like this ain't the last time we're going to see him.
Nah. Mm-hmm. Apparently, he's calmed down, but that's it. It's not forgiving.
You can't calm down.
You choked someone on camera. Like, it's like it's video evidence of you choking someone. He threw a chair at someone and like hit a lady in the head. Again, I'm very positive he kidnapped someone. He was acting crazy in Hawaii.
Yeah, it was grooming slash kidnap. But look,
yes,
this is what I told y'all about Jonathan Majors. What he needed to do. As soon as that thing comes out, your PR says, oh, this person, Jonathan Majors knows he did this wrong, he's going to therapy, blah, blah, blah. Mm. Instead of running around with Megan Good in the most PR bullshit-ass relationship I've seen in my life, besides the Megan Thee Stallion Romelu Lukaku shit that just happened this week. We're not
gonna, this nigga saw the shade room before he got on there.
Yeah, I was gonna just tell you. We got a test for that. Test is the shade room.
Loki.
That was a test.
This nigga investigated the floor of Lukaku. Look at that nigga. He's on the Rock Nation. I bet y'all didn't hear that.
Test be breaking that shit down, dog. Shout out to T. Yeah.
Shout out to them, bro. So look, I'm just saying, like, you could have done, I don't know, Urza doesn't deserve all this shit, that's for sure. Like, you don't deserve another movie. You don't deserve, like, the grace to even have your movie come out. Like, I know it's a $1 billion operation, but nah, dog, it shouldn't work. Now, in terms of my personal feelings, if I was going to watch it, yeah, if I was interested in Flash, I wouldn't care. I would just watch it. But like I said, I don't want to see that shit. Then Jonathan Majors, do better. Get better PR, people.
Get better PR.
Like, is that the one to, like, go to, though? Like, DC-wise? Who grew up and said, yo, Flash is one of mine, you know, type of thing? Let's be honest.
Everybody like Flash. As a character?
Or everybody like Flash?
He was always side
really?
Character.
But yeah. Like, everybody love Flash? Let's be honest.
I mean, all right, so Batman, nobody loved Superman. Green Lantern until the animated series came out, and they got Black Green Lantern.
Yeah, fair enough. All right, I'll give you that. Yeah, once I saw Black Lantern, I was like, yeah, they're cool.
As a non-DC person, like, the Flash was just a nigga that ran fast.
That's it. Honestly, to me, that's all he's ever been.
Even in the TV show, I ain't know about the multiverse stuff. They over here using lightning powers and shit. I ain't know about none of that stuff. So
Quicksilver's better.
And I knew him as the nigga that's known for being fast, but then getting beat by Superman in races. So what the fuck are we talking about?
Shit. Look at him. We got him. Go ahead.
I got the DC Encyclopedia downstairs, bro. I can
No, you can't even say that.
You can pause the pod if you want.
You're supposed to be the first to be like, yeah, you're right. He did beat
you wrong.
I was calling it an animated series.
Nah. The Flash definitely beating Superman. And if we're talking, what's my boy's name? Not Barry Allen. His
nephew. Wally West.
Yeah, Wally West. Wally West is the fastest.
Look at you. Why do I know that you don't? Come on.
Son, just I got so much knowledge fan? Up here. Sometimes I can't. I can't find it fast enough, right? I can't do Control F. I can't find that shit.
Oh, shit.
Oh, I mean, man. Having said all of that, I'm still gonna watch the movie. Are you Merle?
No, I'm good. I'll wait till it comes out on a streaming service, more or less HBO.
I'm gonna watch it. I'm not gonna be happy about it.
Yeah, right.
Like, this should be disgruntled giving the money here.
It's like, here, guys, here's my $14. Fuck you.
Why couldn't Superman vs. Batman look like this?
Oh, shit.
He's not wrong, son.
They already said it good, though, but anyways.
Switching into other movie news. Merle, you're 30 years old. Little Mermaid has been out, you know, since we were kids. So I understand, like, you know, this is a beloved character of yours, bro. You just had to go see it. So how did it feel being the only 30-year-old black male in the movie theater full of little girls in princess outfits?
Well, first things first, I am 30. So let's clear the air on that one. I am 30. Second, thank God, because, you know, we first and foremost, we go to kid movies together, so let's you know, don't belittle me, sir.
We've been
you
one.
Know I had to go that's more than enough to sell. We went like off the late night, so thank God there were no, you know, too many kids per se. There were a couple. I looked around, I was like, yo, hey, you should be in bed, my nigga, but, you know, it's summertime. I'll let you live. But as goes for a black man, yeah, I would probably say I was the only black man in that joint. But I hate to say it. It was a vibe. It was a whole new world. Not to be funny. See what I did there? See what I did there? Come on. Come on, baby. Haley. Smoke that roll. You know, check out our YouTube channel for the recap. She smoked that. The singing was on par. Honestly, truth be told, I hate that it's a black, or not, I hate, I love it's a black lead, but the one person definitely deserves a shout out, Melissa McCarthy, man.
I knew it.
Definitely.
I knew she come on. It, bro.
Dude,
it's like perfect casting, Loki.
Fire.
I don't know. If you're the LGBTQIA plus community,
what did they say?
The characters, Ursula is a drag icon. Characters have been played by a character that's in drag or trans or
they're
something.
Not wrong. I mean, I can see that, but
I didn't feel Ursula was like that, but I was thinking about like
I didn't
him. Remember him from like
if he was out there,
and then that alien nigga from Lilo and Stitch. Oh shit! Even Roger from Family from America.
Yo, yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah. So not
you naming him.
It's been on my timeline, bro. This is on my timeline.
All right. One question I got to ask you, Merle. How was Awkwafina in the movie as Scuttle?
I could have done without. I'm not gonna lie. I love me some Awkwafina.
All right. So was she bad, as in like, yo, I hate hearing her voice as Scuttle, or like was the singing bad? But she's giving a bad performance. Like, what was it that set you off?
I mean, she smoked it, but the thing about it is not the do the gender bashing or anything like that. But Scuttle was a dude, you know, in the joint. So first thing first. Yeah, that threw me off for one, but I'm like, all right, cool. And I mean, she did okay. Like I said, I like me a little raspy voice, that little, you know, that. Yeah, I like that. I don't mind it. You know what I mean? I'm cool with it. I don't think she appropriates. She's all right with me. You know what I mean? So it was okay performance.
It's okay.
Wasn't too much airtime, I would say.
Yo, did y'all hear about, bro, my timeline be going crazy.
You got to come up with name crazy. Is? Oh my god,
what'd you say?
You know what her name is?
Awkwafina.
It's yeah,
nah,
it's what is it? Her name is Nora Lum. The nigga's like, yo, you have a movie star name, why are you still calling yourself Awkwafina in 2023? Like, we still gotta call you that. I still gotta type in Awkwafina. There's, come on.
First of all, shout out to her how she spelled that. Awkwafina.
No, that's exactly the problem.
Shout out to Roy for like spelling it right.
I had to look over my other screen.
Oh, this is like a cheating.
Oh my god. No. Did they kill her?
Yeah, they've been killing her because she's like
So now that show makes sense now. Nora from. Which we call it, the block or something like that, or
show. Oh wow!
Yeah.
Oh wow! Yeah. So wait. So she's not appropriating because she's from Brooklyn.
Yeah, she's from Brooklyn. Is that what you're saying? Like, people be mad about her. Like, oh, why she talk like that? I'm like, I'm pretty sure she's from like the Bronx or Brooklyn or something like that. How you want her to talk?
Nah.
How you want her to talk, bro?
Nah. Come on.
You could have got that out. She could have got that out the way a long time ago, bro.
I mean, she just be code switching, bro.
But who are you switching for? Like,
you know,
like, how much of your audience is like, it's just niggas like, yo, shout out to her for, you know, supporting us and putting us on.
Letting everybody Yeah, about putting us on is crazy, but she killed it in Rava. I loved her in Rava. Yeah, man,
that's so funny. Another kids movie.
I won't grow up. I promise.
Roy probably has no idea what movie you're talking about, but I do because I
But you know, I name us. Yeah, exactly. Kid buddies. Don't try to play me, nigga. We're in the same boat.
All I remember was Colors, and then I was like, nah, I'm pretty sure that's an animated movie. That's all I can think of.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. So another question I have to ask you about the movie. All right. So I know in like the original Little Mermaid, like Ariel has like so many speaking lines because like the other half of the movie she's just mute. Is it the same way? Like we don't hear her voice for like half the movie.
Yeah, no, they shout out to them. They stick to the continuity pretty well. Like I said, it was damn near, and you know, I hate to even admit this, but you know, yes, I did watch the animated movie before watching this just to be like, ooh, what's gonna be the, you know, compare and contrast. But they smoke it. It was only just a few things here and there.
It's a bar for scene for scene, like the exact same movie.
Almost identical. The only thing that threw me off is that we got to see Eric's mom, which it was a black woman. And
Of course it is.
I was scratching my head on that one.
You can't scratch your head on that one. So they released a Cinderella movie where Cinderella was black, but like the prince was Asian, but his parents were white, and the mom was Whoopi Goldberg. Son, it's okay.
Disney want us to believe everything is gold out here. It's okay. Yeah.
Like no one ever questioned that movie either. I was like, why is this Asian man the son of this white and black lady?
Fucking on some Bridgerton shit.
Oh my god, man.
No one bats an eye at this Asian prince, let a little mermaid be black. And everyone was like, not my little mermaid.
Losing their shit. And I mean, you know what?
Ariel is crazy.
I will say this to Disney. I will say that due to the representation of the fellow mermaids, this is one of those ones where, like, any girl of any race could look up and see and, you know, fictitiously believe.
Her sisters are in there? Like, they're different races?
Oh, fam, all multicultural, from, like, Asian, Hispanic, African descent. Like, it's all
in the
over
show, they're all white, so.
Now, Papa was a Rolling Stone. He was out here, like, slaying that shit. That Finn, you know what I mean? He was out here in these
seven seas.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, seven seas conquering. What's up?
Slinging that fin is hilarious, right?
Slinging that fin, baby. That should be the pod episode.
Okay, all right. I'm going to, again, if you want to check out Merle's more in detailed review, check out our YouTube channel for his. Was it your first review, right? Your first ever review?
Yeah, well, movie review, you know. Manga reviews coming soon, you know. We'll get into that.
Allegedly. But,
yo, don't do that. Come on. I got to do research. There's the big hitter, I got to do research. We talked about that. Don't do that.
True. So there's other news about, you want to say Halle Berry, but Haley.
There you go. Take your time. Take your time, baby. Take your time.
Enunciate. So she's going to be in the leading role for Color Purple, or what is this news? Color Purple?
They're doing, from what I heard, it's accurate to the stage or the live performance Broadway adaptation. Look, I'm going to just go out there and say this. Never seen a Color Purple. Am I alone?
I've seen
nope, y'all niggas both said
it's my mom's like favorite movie. She calls my dad Harpo.
That's crazy.
But I don't remember the movie though.
I don't remember the movie, bro. I just know Oprah's in it.
Yeah,
it was a smash. It was a hit.
Yeah,
she's producing this one with Steven Spielberg. So
yeah, I saw that.
Really?
And Taraji P. Henson and her. Has her ever acted in anything?
Is she gonna have shades on?
Are we gonna recognize her?
Yeah.
I'm being dead ass on. They posted a picture of her for like in a cafe, and it was like, yo, this is one of the most famous singers, and no one recognized her. And then the next picture is her with sunglasses on. I'm like, oh shit, bro, that's her.
It's her secret identity.
Superwoman. That makes me think, yo, Clark Kent's disguise isn't crazy at
it's
all.
It's legit.
No, it's this big ass white dude. This nigga's like 6'4".
Nigga, and Batman is like 260 pounds of pure muscle. And nigga's like, yeah, Bruce Wayne's not Batman. Okay. I think I built like two fucking linebackers, son. What the fuck?
He's a billionaire playboy. Yeah, what billionaire playboy is out here fighting crime in his spare time?
Like Superman. That nigga got the same muscle density as Superman. Like what?
Yeah, he's missing these board meetings on purpose. Nah, he just had a long night. You know, let him rock, let him sleep.
Bruce Wayne's a protein, bro. Got it.
Yeah, that's the NFL defensive end.
So you guys gonna watch this new Color Purple? It's coming out Christmas Day. They want black people out in the theaters. God damn.
I'm saying,
tis the season. They know how to attack us.
Maybe my mom. We'll all go with my mom, or maybe we'll just like.
Damn where you going? You know, damn where y'all going to
I haven't gone to the theaters with my family in forever. Like that's
the last time my grandma went to the theaters was to see Bad Boys 2. And I'm pretty sure like she's going to see the color purple.
Yo, that's a nasty.
That was the last time I went to the theaters with my grandma. So she wanted to see Bad Boys too. She was so adamant about Bad Boys. Yeah, she was so adamant about
Feather.
It.
That's crazy.
Hello, Will Smith.
Oh baby, you know I love me some Will Smith.
Oh shit. My god.
Yeah, every black family gonna be in theaters, bro. Every black family gonna be in theaters Christmas Day watching The Color of Purple. I don't know what else is gonna be in it, but are you guys gonna watch it?
Can I?
No, I'm not either. It's okay.
Actually, this is actually I was gonna freestyle off this one. What other like infamous black movies have you guys never seen or that you guys want to share on this pod?
Oh, honestly, my list is like kind of sad. So
you don't want to do it.
I don't even
want
to talk about my son. I don't even want to.
I've never seen Belly.
I'd lose my black card if I gave up my list. So.
Oh shit! Shout out to Baby D. I like the confidence of the Belly. That's it. Yeah,
I've never seen it. Also, I've never finished Miss Society. The only thing I know, everything I know about that movie is from the Wayans Brothers joke. Everything I know about the movie from that
I just saw it. I've seen the intro. I saw it a couple years ago because my girl literally be like, you don't like black shows. You don't like black movies. You don't like anything in black. I'm like, oh, man. It's not that. You know, I'm just like, why do we always have to do black shit?
I get the same thing, bro.
I'm like, why can't we have a show like Succession? Why couldn't it be niggas, you know, having their own Fortune 500 company? You know what I'm saying? Like,
talking shit, King.
But, you know, that's for a story for a different day. You know, we got to tell black stories. You know, that's what The Color Purple is. That's what Menace to Society is. It's a black stories by black storytellers.
Very true. Have you guys ever seen Roots?
Years ago.
I don't know.
Okay.
Never seen a movie you put on like, oh, yeah, I got to watch Roots this year, bro. Like,
yeah.
Like years
and the
years
boys let them know I watched this. Yeah. Okay. I thought I asked.
Is there a movie you haven't seen?
Roots. Damn, even when I asked y'all this, I had to think about it. Because I recently just actually saw, what's the joint? The Queen Latifah joint and Jada Pinkett.
Nigga, you never seen Set It Off?
I recently just watched it and I got mad as shit watching that. I was like, this is.
Yeah, no, I was just gonna say that's one of my mom's other favorite movies. It's Set It Off in The Color Purple.
Bro, you've never seen Set It Off?
Well, no, I watched it recently, but like, yeah, previous like to like 2 weeks ago, no, and I was ashamed to say it because everybody made movie reference.
Forced to watch that movie, bro. Like, I never chose to like I never picked to watch fucking Soul Food, but I know that movie inside and out, bro.
Damn, that's
seen
actually
that shit
another one.
So many times.
I've seen like bits and pieces, but it never like stuck with me. See, I got the like, and that's the thing. I got the musical side of the growing up with a black woman. Like,
I got the plays school. Too. I got the plays.
You know, shout out Tyler Perry. Those were actually good. But you know, I had the Anita, the Whitney, the you know Mary J. Blige, all that. You know, a nigga ain't shit, but I love him vibe. Yeah, no, I got that.
Wait, you never seen Soul Food?
Like bits and pieces.
Rewind it to the scene where they're in the lighthouse all the time. It was a sex scene.
Oh, you horny ass nigga.
I was about to say. I'm about to Set It Off. Didn't Set It Off have like a lesbian sex scene in there?
Bro, what you mean?
She was wilding on the joint. Yeah, she was.
But that was like X rated to us in the 90s, son.
No, I remember my mom being like, close your eyes. Close your eyes, bro. And I remember trying to find that VHS later on.
At that moment, though, or watching that, I don't know how niggas could not have known about Queen Latifah. Like, I didn't need her to come out. You know, that movie told me.
I don't think she ever did come out. She still ain't come out.
You sure? Oh, shit.
Nigga, The Brat just came out, like, fairly recently.
Yeah. Bro. I always had a crush on that woman. I'm sorry.
Oh, The Brat is looking good, bro. What?
Thickums, yeah. I used to have the mean crush on the Brad, dog. Yeah, please use the Trump emoji for that joint too. That I love me some the Brad, dog. Wanted to marry that woman, dog.
There's that one video, I think it was like a Bawa video, where like she like her pants came down. She's like, still, I'm like, please turn around, please turn around. Yeah.
I'm not alone.
Oh my god, man. Shout out to the Brat, man.
No, I feel you. Shout out to the Purple.
Yeah, we took that away somewhere left. Oh, wow.
What about to say?
Oh, no. Shout out to her. She's expecting a baby soon,
I believe. Yeah, she's a brand. Shout out to her. All right, moving on to our anime news. All right, so it is springtime. So, of course, some very, very, very good anime is out right now. So, what is it? What are some shows you guys are watching right now? Let the people know.
Hand me the ball. ISO. All right, cool. So now I'm playing. I mean, Dr. Stone. Gotta love the Dr. Stone. I know we're on air bashing it, but you know, hey, you know, I put that much time into it. I'm gonna watch this shit. God damn it.
I'm gonna watch it. Have they got to the new land yet? Is it they started or what is it?
Where they're at now, yes, they're on the they're expanding right now. Remember, they put old boy in the cryogenic or the prehistoric cryogenic, so now they're on another island. They literally just got to the spot where they just saw someone use the petrified being. So,
all right, wait, yeah. How many episodes are out right now? Like, is it like fucking like six or almost done?
Nine,
like eight, nine,
yeah, we're at nine for this week, eight, and nine for all these shows.
Is it are they doing 23 or?
That's the big question. I don't know.
It's probably two cores though. So,
I'm not gonna watch it until they're up to like the main part. So.
Nigga, you might as well watch this season at least, and then just
So the art there right now was actually a really fucking amazing ass art. It's actually really
fire,
and I can't wait for it to be animated. I can wait because I know what happens, but I'm just gonna like let the episodes build up. Just watch it.
Oh yeah, I was about to spoil niggas that are listening, but I don't know. That was my only thing about it. I just knew what was gonna happen. That's all. This is one of those ones where you know what's
going on. I didn't. That show was. I was a mystery to me the whole time. I had no idea if it was happening. Like, that bitch.
I wasn't like going crazy.
I thought that was the end.
Nah. Anyways, I am watching. I think we're all watching Demon Slayer right now.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir.
I had to catch up this past weekend because, you know, niggas like spoiling, even though I've already read it, but I forget everything. And people are on Twitter talking about this music, this animation, this perfection to the latest scene of Old Boy.
The Miss ones. Miss Hashira. I forgot what bro's name is. Yeah,
I forgot.
Don't ask nobody's name in that shit, bro.
Oh, Muchiro. I think it's me. I think it's Muchiro. But anyways, like I said, Demon Slayer is weird for me because, like, people say it's a good story, but I'm like, not really. To me, it's not really that great of a story, but, like, the animation, the music, and all that shit, it really draws you in. So you're, like, you're fully in there, you know what I'm saying? But it is kind of, like, crazy because, like, you're remembering now, like, oh yeah, this is the kind of shit that bugged me, like Tanjiro just being strong as fuck. I'm just like, I mean, y'all kind of explained it, but at the same time, it's like the fact that a demon is in there, like, damn, yo, this nigga tough. Like, they ain't say he was like this, bro.
What's like, up with this guy?
Yeah, hold on, this he getting stronger too. Hold up. So that's cool.
The more he breathes, so now.
Yeah, no, literally. And then this man would just be tanking hits, but everything looks dope. The animation's dope. The CGI, a little wonky, just a little bit, breaks the merge a bit. You know what I'm saying? That's my only complaint. Like, I don't have a problem with it. I understand, like, you're trying to make. I mean, I don't. You're trying to save costs, whatever money, whatever fuck. Where you just like doing CGI, which clearly they like doing CGI.
They're throwing money. There's no save of cost. That's true too.
Demon Slayer make too much money over there.
Nigga, they're throwing so much money. Shit, like fucking movie, like movie quality. It is ridiculous.
That's beautiful.
I didn't want to cut off Roy, but real quick, will this possibly go down as the greatest, or probably one of the best illustrated animes of all time?
Son, it's
especially for the time.
It's looking bro, like it, bro.
Look at that scene. Come on, before this season.
Before the season, if we were just talking about the movies and shit, hell yeah. Mm. But this season right here, there's just a little, like the fish, y'all can't tell me y'all fucking them fish.
Nah, bro. That's
like first of all, I don't mind the fish. I know how y'all feel about 3D shit. So, like I said, it don't bother me none.
What's little wind-up toys, bro? Like,
it don't mind me none.
It's a small thing. It's a small thing.
That small thing's not going to hinder it at all. Because like, remember, me and you were doing like a recording. I started watching it. Both of us were speechless when Uzi pulled up and started fighting like the demon, bro. They were like, bro, this shit is crazy right now. This shit's crazy. I can only imagine what this is. Again, the love Hashira hasn't pulled up yet. She gonna pull up, and niggas are gonna be like, all right, bro, this is fine. I can already picture what they're gonna do for her. It's gonna be fine.
Well, it's we saw the glimpse when she took down the big fish, and it's glimpse. Yeah, that's true. That's true.
It's gonna be fine.
Shout out to her and the whip blade.
Yeah, can't wait for it. Demon Slayer's like the story is just so mediocre. It's definitely like. Being like, you know, hold on by its like animation and the music and shit like that, but it's done so well, just can't ignore
it. In the fights, the choreography of the fights is solid.
Yeah, because this shit was not in the like the manga, so I'm like those few pages where he's like slashing through the octopus tentacles to get to the demon. That shit was one panel, like the manga.
Yeah, the manga is so bro. The manga is so mid, yo. I swear to God.
Oh shit. That yo, that's a hot take.
It's
oh,
not a
shit.
Hot take, nigga. I flew through that bitch. Midi, and I was just like, nigga, this art is so trash, bro.
It's mad, bro. Like, it's.
Whoa.
And the story,
it's,
like, what
you
we
seen
doing?
This story before, bro. Like, you seen this shit before.
It's like you telling me, and you know, we're in the anime section, but look at this. I said we were going to go all over the place. Real quick, the spoiler alert, Jujutsu Kaisen, the manga right now. Like, it's just hands. Like, it's just, you know what I'm saying? It's just hands. It's, like, it's not, this about boxing. It's not like, I don't know, bro. It just doesn't pull my heartstrings. I just don't care. What?
Pause. Don't play with my
emotions.
It's
going
emotion.
To be
don't.
Fire. We know it's going to be fire.
Don't, fam, we already
the
had the build up, bro.
The fight choreography is amazing, but the build up, you can fuck up your build up too, though.
Nigga,
you know
the
build that, up
was
right?
crazy.
The buildup was insane, and then DeAndre remembers when we were like, wait, hold up, they're about to just open it now? Oh, wait, they just unsealed them? Wait, did this happen?
So
it
was such a mindfuck. So I'm like, all right, cool. All right, Sukuna is here. They're doing this on the third. The next chapter, oh, Gojo's. I'm like, damn, nigga, Gojo back? All this clone game shit. I'm like, all right, cool, we got him, bet. I'm like, all right, cool, we're in the last arc now. I'm like, bro, I had to go back and read so much shit to understand. You know, I spent like 30 minutes on like a YouTube video just trying to understand one nigga's ability. And I was like, why do I care so much, son? Fuck this nigga. I'm never going to see him again.
I believe you. I 100% believe you. Like I said, it's almost as convoluted as Nin in Hunter x Hunter. Almost.
I think that's explained better. That's explained better.
Yeah,
and then
they have like an actual narrator too. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they have a narrator in Jujutsu Kaisen, but that nigga just be, oh, here's a wall of text for you.
Yeah, that nigga pulls.
He's a Star Wars up-read thing.
Here, I know you guys don't know anything about I forgot what their slots are called over in Japan. I know you don't know shit about that, but this is the slot machine system. This is what this guy does, and
the pachinko shit. Pachinko, entire pachinko. Explanation for pachinko. I'm like, why the fuck am I reading this, bro? Why am I reading this?
But anyways, Jujutsu Kaisen, when it's animated in 3-4 years, yes, it's gonna. Well, it's
just
going to look amazing.
Just season two.
Yeah, we can get to that. I just want to say, like, the fight choreography, the fact that Gojo and Sukuna are fighting and is flying in this building that's falling and all this shit, it's gonna look insane. That's for sure. I'm just saying. The story, like, please stop hyping the story, dog. Like, please. Y'all complain about My Hero, but this shit don't make... I can't barely follow this shit. But anyway, season 2.
Season 2 will be fire, bro. Season 2, I can't wait for. Spoiler
wait for
alert,
it, wait for it.
I'm not going to spoil it. I'm not going to spoil it. Don't want to spoil it. I am going to spoil it.
Spoil it.
When Gojo fights old boy's father, that shit is going to be so fucking fire, bro. Because that nigga is just like, I don't want to talk to you. I want to listen to your backstory. You're just gonna fucking take these hands, bro. That's all he's about is just hands, bro. That's my favorite type of nigga, son. I don't want to talk to you. You will talk to these hands. That's it.
See, you sound like you like MASH too. That's my guy.
I watched like one episode of MASH, bro. It's more funny than it is anything. I just want to. I put it in the same category as One Punch Man. I was like, I'm not excited for it. I'm gonna watch it, but I'm not gonna watch it like week to week. I'm gonna let episodes build up and then I'm just gonna watch it.
How about this, bro? Okay. Does it get like One Punch Man, where it's like 7-8 episodes of funny, and then we're gonna get out the gags a little bit? You know what I'm saying? We're gonna be a little bit serious. Like, I need serious, bro. I'm not with the gag shit. I used to love gag shit back in the day, but it's just.
It actually, truth be told, it has a really solid balance of both, truth be told. Like I said, and that's the thing about Mass that I like, is that he is serious. But bruh's just so dumbfounded and just, it's like that Goku mentality where I'm just so locked in on this one mission. All I give a fuck about is this. Now, mind you, will I get involved with other things and do I make friends along the line? Sure. Do I got them niggas back if they need me? Hands down. But at the end of the day, I'm still just doing what the fuck I want to do. A lot of times I don't want to be involved. But hey, if I got to get in the mix, hey, I'm going to handle this shit.
How are the fights?
It's a good watch. Really good. Really, really good. They and they're actually doing pretty well with the manga to anime adaptation.
If you had to compare like how the choreography is, what would you compare it to?
That's different because they haven't really had any like true heavy hitter. It's very One Punch S vibe because bruh's just so strong. Once again, he's just in the world where everybody's just full of magic. Like he's literally, I mean, episode one, as you already saw, somebody hit like this one nigga starts off with a big ass like energy ball, magic ball. Bruh just knocks that shit off like it's nothing. Like it's that type of thing. But when, you know, from the manga, whenever shit happens, like they're reaching an arc right now where,
it's all some Harry Potter shit. It at the same time?
Yeah. Oh yeah, you must let you know where I'm at with it. Yeah, love this shit. Yeah. But I'm not, like
that's
I said,
why I'm so confused, bro. I'm so confused. But we gonna say maybe this is one of those ones where we're like really find out we have different tastes. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like,
why? Nah. See, that's saying why aren't you watching it, nigga?
I told you I watch comedy. You know, here's a good example. Gintama is supposed to be goated. Like it's goated. Like, but I have not like touch Gintama because it's a I'm gag. Good on that. Show, but apparently it starts off like that, but then it gets more shonen-y. It gets more into the fights. There's like really good battle, like the battle system, like the choreography, all this shit, and it's like 300 some episodes, like over 300 chapters. But like, I'm not watching no comedy shit, so it's like in the same realm for me.
That fucking Reborn, bro. That's just like Reborn, bro.
Yes, that's how Reborn starts.
Hitman so Reborn.
Good. I'm so good off of that shit.
I remember reading that. I think I was reading that shit damn near week to week. And I remember when it was like, damn, niggas were like, yo, this shit about to get canceled, bro. And it was like early in the 2000s. Then they flipped the entire thing. Now we have a whole battle system.
Roy, take five real quick. Watch your fucking mouth about my show. I ain't going to tell you again. You know I had to say something to you.
You got to come back. First off, if it was, when did it come out? Like late 2000s?
Yeah.
2005.
Like, I ain't seen nobody. Early, like, nobody ever is like pushing it. Like, yo, bro, y'all need to go back. A Shonen y'all ain't really watched is Reborn. Y'all need to go watch that shit.
Yeah, shout out to J Star. Shout out to J Star. They're the ones that definitely. But truth be told, if it wasn't for them, I probably honestly would never watched it. I saw the gameplay on this. I like to play with the character. I'm like, who the hell is this little nigga doing this X burner shit? That's just like,
I knew it wasn't shit, bro. It wasn't even on Toonami. On Hamtaro was on Toonami, bro.
Hey, Hamtaro was that shit.
Ham. Exactly, bro. How the hamsters get a show and you didn't?
All right, that's you're getting disrespectful. Boom, all right, yeah, be easy. All right, be easy. I got you.
Hey, look. If they do a Reborn, they try and do like a remake or some shit, I'll watch that shit for sure.
I'll watch it, yeah.
Or if I find like a remastered version or somebody's like, kind of like the One Piece shit where they're like,
they go back and re-edit.
They cut out the filler and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? It's like 300 some episodes for Reborn too. Like,
yeah, watch it all.
I got far in that bitch, bro. I got far.
What? You got far in your fuck with it?
I got far. So I was done when they had like a magic hat or something like that. That they put this thing in and he time traveled to his older self. I'm like, nothing makes sense in this shit.
Relax. It was the bazooka, actually. Yes. Yeah, calm down.
Is that supposed to make more sense to me? It's supposed to make more sense. Like, what? I was like, I'm so good.
Killed this nigga.
So good, bro. But yeah, that's where I left off at. I was like, all right, bro, that's enough of this nonsense.
You should have finished, man.
Nigga, finished. There was still like 100 more episodes left.
I'm pretty sure he never got the girl. He never got with a girl.
No, he didn't. He didn't. He was too locked in. Well,
he's a virgin too. Get him out of here. Get him out of here.
Deku better get with Uraraka at the end of the shit. He better not. Better not be no bullshit. He better go there. But anyways, Vinland Saga, season two.
Actually, Vinland Saga season one. All right, so I don't fucking like Vikings, bro. I'm not a fan of Norse mythology. Shit. I hate that shit. It's not interesting. Gormungandr, Hakkasjöngeangelungasjöblada. I hate all that shit, bro. I'm not a fan of none of that fucking nonsense, bro. Like, Nine Realms, my ass. Thor sucks ass. I hate all that shit. But the new God of War came out, and it was Norse mythology. Hated it. Had to play it. Loved it. Played the second one. Loved it. Vinland Saga was out.
He's just full of mixed.
Vinland Saga came out, weird. And I got to like, where did I leave off at? I got to where Thorfinn fought Thor. I forgot the nigga's name, the big
Thorkel.
Yeah, I got to where he cut his fingers off, and I was like, this is a cool show. And then like, that's when it was weekly, and I just fell off. I didn't really care. But everybody, like, ever since then, everybody's been fucking talking about Vinland Saga, this, Vinland Saga, that. Still don't fucking care. Roy has been on our asses about this fucking show, asses. And then it wasn't until one of our homies like texted me. He was like, listen, you not watching Vinland Saga is crazy because it's just one of the best shows I've ever seen. And I was like, you know what it was? It was Brandon, son. Brandon was like, yo, Vinland Saga is that shit.
All right. Look, certain niggas, yo, we got to check they anime. Like, yo, go ahead.
Let them go.
So I was like, Roy brought up again. He was like, yo, I need you to watch Vinland Saga. So finally, I started the whole thing over again, too. I started on episode 6, and I was like, you know what? I forgot what half of the shit was. So I went back, rewatched all the other episodes, made it back. And I'm on, like, episode, like, 12, 13, season 1. I was like, I could fuck with this. Like, the fights are pretty dope.
Oh, you doubling back.
I am doubling back, yeah. Even I can be wrong sometimes, you know? Even I can be wrong. It's possible.
Oh, shit.
I haven't got to the end of the show or the end of the season, so I don't know what's going to happen. But what I've watched so far is actually pretty good. It looks like there's a larger story at large, so I can't wait for that. People were talking about season 2, like, yo, this shit got boring. And then all of a sudden, niggas were like, yo, this is so sad. This is so good. How did I not cry? I was like, so I'm really interested now.
Yeah, I can't spoil season 2. Season 2 is, it's up there as, like, best, like, anime I've ever seen. Definitely.
Shit.
I'm not like gassing this shit. Like, it's not like Attack on Titan. No, because Attack on Titan is like, is all these convoluted plot lines that come together and then all this like shit that pops up in your head and you're just like, oh shit, this is why this and this. Like, Vinland Saga is laying it flat out for you, telling the story. They're showing you, like, because DeAndre's watching season 1 and he's literally talking about, I don't like this about these people. And then season 2 is like, more about that kind of stuff, you know what I'm saying? It's less on just like the whole, like, let's go down, and it's not like your typical shonen. This Thorfinn's not trying to be the best Viking, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's not his goal. Like, he has a goal in season 1, right? But his in season 2 is just, it's just way different. Like, it's just more of like,
I love you, you're not selling this to me.
I'm not trying to spoil it for you. I don't want to spoil you. But yeah, like I said, one of the best things I've seen, like, ever, in terms of, like, I mean, it could be even in media in general, because, like, it's just like that, bro. Like, I should have definitely cried multiple times.
Oh.
Girl is emotions? Over here on the couch, like, is this supposed to be? Yes, it is one of those scenes. Please stop playing TikToks in the background.
Like, okay. I might have to check this out. Netflix?
Yeah, it's on Netflix.
That's what I thought. Rule. Both seasons?
You know damn well Netflix don't got season 2. Netflix don't got shit that's airing right now.
I thought
except for like a couple of shows. Blue Period was one, and then The Uncle from Another World.
Yeah, because we all know about that.
I watched a couple episodes of that. That was another one of those gag ones, and I'm like, bro, I'm not sitting around here for your jokes, just waiting for you to be serious. Like,
When'd you get so serious, Joker?
I don't know when it happened either, because I, like I said, me, I used to read manga like 200 pages of just jokes of just niggas, you know what I'm saying? Just, but for some reason, like, now it's like, I don't know, a little too serious, I guess, like you said.
Yeah, lighten up, nigga.
Pause, you have to go watch you some Spy X Family, man.
Yeah.
I haven't finished Spy X Family.
Oh, you a loser. Wow. That shit's, that shit's fire, man. Yeah, you that are was one of those shows you, where I was like, yo, I'm looking forward to shit every fucking Saturday. Like, as soon as it came on Hulu, I turned that shit on.
I wish I had a kid to watch this with. Like, dead ass. Like, if I could get my kid involved with anime, like, this would probably be the one. Yeah, type shit. It's like that. Real quick, because, you know, I know we're on the spring stuff. I am watching Attack on Titan. As a heads up, I'm getting mid vibes. When does it actually turn up? Turn up.
What
I'm
on season two.
You only
season two now?
Yeah.
Season two. You're only, I mean, first off, you're saying that because a lot of shit's already been spoiled for you. Like, you already knew Aaron's gonna be a Titan. You know what I'm saying? You already knew he was gonna be a Titan. You knew he wasn't gonna die right there. It's a whole different feeling when, first off, when you're reading it for the first time, and then you're seeing it. And then second season is dry. If I remember correctly. There's a decent part of Attack on Titan where it's just like, it's a lot of politics, it's a lot of talking. But all that shit is worth it.
Really?
It is all fucking worth it, bro. I swear to God. Okay. Especially if you haven't gotten too spoiled, like, when stuff starts to connect. Cause that's the hardest part about Attack on Titan. It's just like, you gotta pay fucking attention. Like, and I'm not good at politics shit. Like, I'll tune that shit out.
It's crazy because off air, you know, towards the end, you said it was very, you know what I mean? So I just wanted to
say. I said it was up there as one of the best anime of all time.
Hey, Nissan, what'd he do? What'd he do?
Doubling down, man.
I'm editing. Me and DeAndre have a different opinion on the ending. So
yeah, we have a very different opinion.
And that's how the fan base is. The fan base is split. Like,
I'm gonna put it like this. All right, the manga ended like what, 2-3 years ago.
Yeah.
No one's talking about that shit. So there you go, right there.
Just saying. Yeah, I'll leave it alone at that. Hell's Paradise, y'all on it?
Every motherfucking Sunday, bro. I was kind of tight. There was no episode last week, bro. I'm on that shit. You know what's crazy? Like, it's not even like a great show. I just don't know what can happen. Because, you know, I thought there was like, that's anything is just happening in that show. Like, I thought, like, the one dude with the eye patch, I'm like, oh, that's the nigga right there. That's the strongest, you know, samurai. Nope.
Wrong.
Nope. Yeah. Got clutched real quick off the one hitter quitter. Crazy.
So it's like a.
But?
No, I was just gonna say it's like a shonen show with like a seinen vibe to it. So like you said, like anybody can get off, but which is cool. But I'm also like, who are these people? You give me a little backstory, of course. You know what I'm saying? But like the main character is a little weird because like. I don't know shit about you. It's so different from our normal show where you would like, this is the guy.
Gabimaro?
Yeah, Gabimaro. This is him coming up. This is how he learned his fire technique. There's none of that. He's just throwing niggas in there.
I can't let you get that off, nigga. There was a few episodes I almost cried like a little bitch, but this nigga's just dealing with that duality of like, yo, I want to go back to being this stone cold ass nigga, but it's literally my wife. The thought of getting back to my wife that is keeping me grounded.
But how about this? Tell me this. What's better, this story right now, or if we had got an anime that was like the prequel of Gabimaro's come up?
Oh, I second that. It's you know, spoiler. I'm already ahead. You know, I'm reading. They don't really dive in, or I mean, at least where I left off at, they truly don't dive into his background to that level. They get, you know, to some intricacies of it, you know, with meeting the wife and being, you know, the elders, you know, daughter, granddaughter, some shit like that. But
yeah, all that shit's fine. Yeah. Where the fuck did you learn your fucking ninjutsu at? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Think about that one episode when he's fighting a giant or whatever, and he just starts throwing all of these different moves at him. And we're like, I'm like, first off, I thought you only had like 2 moves. Like, nah, I got like 10, 12 moves.
You thought he was a Naruto? Y'all don't know about.
I thought he was a Naruto.
Rest in God.
He even said, like, I can't use my best move right now. I need to say that shit or whatever the fuck he said. So I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's solid to me. I don't love the animation either. Like, animation be really? Solid, but then it be looking like fucking like
sketch art.
You just drew the nigga and then have him barely moving with a background. You know what I'm saying? I can't even explain it right, but it's just look. It don't look. It's not no MAPPA shit. Even though it's MAPPA, it's not like to the standard that I'm expecting for now. If that makes sense.
That's hate, but
I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying. It's like it's inconsistent. Like sometimes we're looking good, and then other here I'm like, all right, bro, someone else drew this shit. Like I make a switch artist midway through.
It was like Jujutsu Kaisen when Gojo came back, and then our niggas were cooking the fuck out of old boy. They were like, yo, this nigga forgot how to draw Gojo. Like, he had like six different faces in one chapter. I'm like, what the fuck happened, bro?
That's how it happens. You lock your nigga up for like. I don't know how many years it's been, but
and then niggas are like, I think his name is Gege or whatever his name is, the author. They're like, yo, that nigga says he hates Gojo. That nigga really hates Gojo. Like, he don't even want to draw this.
He's too OP. Right. You made too, the most OP ass nigga.
It's such bad writing. It's such bad writing.
I didn't want to do that, but yeah.
It is, because niggas complain about Star and Stripe and My Hero, because she was OP. It's just like Shigaraki.
Oh, mad OP. Mad OP.
But I like how they constantly are like fighting, like, all right, this is how we're gonna make sure Shigaraki can't get his shit off. It's a team, team effort. But what the fuck you doing about Gojo? We gonna seal him in a box for a fucking 3 years? Then you just gonna pop out the box. I'm over here just hating on Jujutsu
Kaisen.
Get your head off about it.
It's annoying, bro. Because niggas swear it's goated. I'm just like, it's solid, bro. The fights are amazing.
The fights are gonna be fucking amazing. The story is like a 6 at best,
bro.
Maybe 7.
Do you guys possibly see another? Because of how successful that movie went, do you guys think another? Possibly canon movie.
If the Shibuya arc is not a movie, I'm gonna be pretty upset. Like, I gotta see. That's the last time you see Gojo for a long time. Gojo versus that volcano nigga is gonna be wild. It's gonna be so good, and I need that in the highest quality possible.
Okay, that's fair.
2 hour movie.
Yeah. So the summer anime. I want to move that real quick. We talked about Jujutsu Kaisen already, but Mokusho Tensai Season 2 is coming out this summer, bro. And I cannot tell y'all how excited I am for this fucking show to come out. I just rewatched Season 1 all over again, and I was like, so I forgot how fucking good this show is. I was like, yo, I forgot how fucking amazing the show is. I was about to go buy the manga because I was like, yo, I need all of this shit. Why is that joke not like an actual manga? It's an actual book.
No, yeah, it's a visual novel, novel. But there is a manga.
Light novel.
Visual novel is like you got like the pictures and you click on your computer. Light novel is literally just words. Like you just
it's literally the words, book. Bro. I was like, bro, this ain't the what is this nonsense? I want to see.
I'm not reading.
But no, that's how it started. Like, I think it started like a whale. I think that shit's like old. That shit's old as fuck too. Like 2010, 2000, some shit like that. Some niggas like this is the first isekai right here.
It's good, bro. I did not expect that shit to be good, and it's like I'm literally begging for more.
No, that was a great point you made. I need to rewatch that. I know you haven't watched it, Merle. I'm going to say once again, I've been talking. It sounds like hyperbole. It's not. No, once again, one of the best animes of all time.
Yeah, it has the stamp on it, bro. The stamp of approval there. It's only season one.
It's a little weird, but you know you're a vet. Nasty. You're a vet, so you can handle that. You're a vet.
I'm a vet.
You can handle it. You know what I'm saying? I have my boy that only watched like shonen shit. He watched that shit with me, and then he was like, it's a little iffy. But
nah, bro, watch
he's
it.
Like, yo, this shit's amazing.
Watch it by yourself. It's amazing. Bro. Watch it by yourself. There was one scene after like. Do I need to fast forward?
Double
I was like,
check,
do I need to? It's like the FBI coming, son. What's about to happen to me?
I'm about to say, like, do I have my VPN on?
No bullshit. I'm like, yo, what is happening? I was like, you could have just told us this part. You got to show it, bro.
Yeah, show this to us. But you can.
Oh my god.
I don't know. I like reading discussion threads so like people can like break down like more of what's going on, and shit, and like. Guys gotta remember this is the kind of da 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 and why this is happening and It's about Grove and all this other stuff. So
you're really watching this dude grow up. Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Just
from baby to man, like dead ass. Like it's great. It's great. I literally can't say.
I don't think you watch it. It's a, he's a geyser. Yeah, I don't think you watch him like you that. Watch Slime. But that one, yeah, you do watch Slime.
But yeah, we had a fight to get me like that.
We had to force you to watch.
No, you didn't.
Yes, we did.
No, you didn't. You know what you had to do. What you both do.
I had to put a little move, bro. Like, put your mom around you. Like, we'll watch the show.
Yeah. Yo, what you doing? Like, nine? Like, oh, yeah, we're going to watch the show. Hey, now thank you for it. I was binge watching the fuck out that shit.
Good show. We watched it too, so.
Oh, yeah. It's got the squad approval. I will watch it next.
There you go. Yeah. So we want it.
Yeah. Get your Attack on Titan.
Is there any more that you guys want to talk about? You guys have anything else?
No. Shout out to the new Pokemon, I guess. They're trying their best. You know, it is very different to not to have
you Ash. You are our dedicated Pokemon fan. What's going on in the Pokemon world, bro?
None. Just a new protagonist or two new protagonists. The main one's just a little lady. What's it? I forgot her fucking name is, honestly. Nah, it's pretty good. Like I said, it's really pulling everything from the recent game, for what I can see, which I haven't played. I just watched gameplay on it. But, it's pretty much Scarlet Violet, just animation or adaptation. And I don't know. The main question is, where the fuck do you go from here? Like, do you revert back? Do you go forward? It's that type of spectrum. I don't know. I don't know what it is that, you know, Pikachu's a mascot, so they gotta still the main professor in the show, he's got a Pikachu. This, like I said, it's pretty solid, pretty good. It's okay so far. Like I said, they're only about eight, nine episodes in right now so far. But
cool.
Go ahead.
You want like the red show, right?
Oh, that was fire. You know you're talking about Pokemon Chronicles. That shit was fire.
Yeah. Oh.
That shit was so good.
I would love for them to just do that. Like, and really stretch that bitch out. Like,
gave us a silver and gold version of that shit, bro. That shit.
I'm about to say, you could, you know what you could do? You could just adapt the manga, too.
True. Do that.
Now, because you said that, you know, me being the nerd I am, the manga, nah, that shit, like, I know we talk about the comparison between the two. I mean, night and day, like,
yeah.
Niggas getting offed. Yeah, like, Pokemon getting offed in that shit. Right? Like, it ain't no, I got beat up, return to the ball. Like, one of the most, like, yeah.
No, I was just saying, I just remember Arbok getting cut in half.
There you go. And I didn't want to get into it, but I was like, literally, that's the one that, like,
I remember seeing, in Chronicles, like Squirtle, I think Charmander bit Squirtle or Squirtle bit Charmander, and they showed like the bite, and I was like, "Ooh, I don't like that, bro." I was like, "This is getting, real." Just show the white fangs, and that's it, bro.
You know the world we live in. Unfortunately, they took that made to a meme. You know, I know you guys seen all the gifs out there about that joint.
Yeah,
like, when she bites too hard, I'm like, ah,
okay.
Sorry, no.
Oh shit. Mike, so any other anime news you want to talk about? Any other topics?
No, man. I think we smoked this joint. Look at us.
Bet.
Three right. little nerds.
Three little nerds. All right, let's move over to Under the Bridge. Mr. Headband, you want to go first?
No. Give me a sec to figure out what I'm not prepared. I'm sorry.
I can go.
Go for it.
My Under the Bridge for this week is gonna be, I already did Barry before, like you did way back, I think, but this is for Barry season 4. I'm currently trying to fly through this so I can do a review for it this week. I mean, Barry itself is a good show. It's about a serial killer. He's not even a serial killer, like he's a hitman that's trying to find purpose in his life. It's a comedy. So it's like wrapped around. It's like a dark comedy, basically. A lot of dry humor and shit. It's got Bill Hader in it. he does a great job.
Heard he smokes that joint. Didn't he win an award for that too? By the way,
yeah, yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah, he's amazing in it. He's it's his show too. So you know he knows all the ins and outs. And yeah, so far this season, I think we're on like episode 5 or 6. I'm gonna say it's not my favorite Barry season for sure. Because season 1, season 2 are fucking fire. Of course, you know that's when you introduce a premise. But still got all your characters. It's essentially the conclusion to the story, and just I don't want to say I can't wait to see how it ends, but I'm here for it. I'm here for it. I just okay. it's kind of sad, you know.
It's close. I got mine under the bridge now. I'm ready. I'm so stupid and childish. I can't believe I skipped over this one. Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. Oh, just rewatched it last night. I mean, literally, dude,
everybody loves.
Look, man, I'm sorry. I've literally seen this like 5 times. What's up, Danger? Like, how could you not? Definitely, you know, got me ready. I'm pumped. Pause. I'm ready to Friday night. It's going down. Pause again. I'm ready to see Miles jump across the universe with his little youngin, Gwen Stacy. And actually, truth be told, I might do a 2-part of this. Definitely the Under the Bridge to look forward to if I can do this is that that soundtrack. Definitely dropped recently. Metro Boomin. I did not know Metro was involved with that. There's literally one clip that comes to mind where it's Miles and Gwen just swinging, and there's this one track that's in my head, and I'm like, dude, I want this track the second it's dropped. So, yeah, man. Miles Morales across the Spider-Verse and into the Spider-Verse. Yeah.
True. mine is going to be an anime. big sports fan over here. You know, I'm the sports guy for this group.
But won't watch real. go ahead. What'd you say?
I don't give a fuck about sports, bro. I really don't. And the most random show for me to watch was fucking Haikyuu, bro. Like, it's a sports anime and it's volleyball. The most random fucking shit for me to watch. Can't tell you why I put it on. I put that shit on, bro, and I never wanted to play volleyball so bad in my fucking life, bro. It's just normal ass high school kids playing volleyball matches, but it looks like it's so much fucking fun. And these kids don't have, like, is that one of those shows where niggas have power and shit like that? They're just good or they're bad. Like, you got your normal niggas who's like, yo, I just do this shit for, like, something in high school. I don't plan on going pro. And then you get the other niggas who are like, yo, I'm doing this shit to, like, go pro and play for, like, the top thing in Japan and shit like that. It's a really good show. Take it from me, bro. I don't give a fuck about sports, bro. Like, I'll watch, like, NBA highlights.
He's doubling down on it.
Yeah. I'll watch NBA highlights. I've been watching the finals. I watch the Super Bowl. I don't watch anything else for real. But I do recommend Haikyuu. It is a really good show. And just watch that shit. It's fire. It's really fucking fire.
One day I'll try it out.
It's crazy that you haven't seen it, bro. It's actually really good. Can't wait for that shit to come out, the movie to come out. But yeah, y'all, I think that's going to do it for us. Again, please, please, please rate this episode 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And again, if you listen to the audio version, check out the video version on our YouTube channel, Geeked Up Productions. And we will catch you on the next one. Peace.
Peace.